Hello, hello, beautiful people, mi gente bella. Welcome, welcome to another edition of Santana Sis, where we talk about everything from Roblox to relationships, everything in between, and the overall journey of life. I'm excited, as always, to bring you another edition of the show, but we're doing Women's History Month. Y'all, what's up? So we're excited. I'm really very happy that we already dropped that one episode. I got some shares from people that I shouted out during the first episode, so thank y'all. Come on, new connections. I'm excited. And that was literally the whole point, just to be able to talk about building community and all these great things. But now I get to share the stage with someone else that I am super excited to have. And when it comes to talking about Women's History Month, I feel like what I love to be able to have on is like women trailblazers, women who are wearing many hats, women who do it all, and you have no idea how they get it all done. That's exactly what our guest is all about. And so I am super excited to have Khadijah here. But if you could tell the good people, you know, a little bit about you, who are you, and, you know, brought you here today.
Absolutely. So I'm like Santana said.
Yes.
I'm Khadijah. I am a local children's book author. I am a nonprofit leader in the community. I am a Cleveland native, born and raised, love it here. I am a supporter of equity, a supporter of early childhood, a supporter of family, a supporter of women, and of course, you know, children and our youth. So that's a little bit about me. This is important because we're talking about Cleveland right now. I am a Glenville High School alumni.
Ooh, woo, woo,
Bill. Go Tar Blooders. I have a bachelor's degree, and I'm currently seeking to get my master's.
What? I didn't know that. What's up?
Yeah. So everyone doesn't know that. I barely know it, so... So now everyone knows.
Exactly.
And I have no choice but to finish, so thank you.
Oh, man. Well, no pressure. But same here. My master's is almost done, girl. Is that right? Come on, shout out to the graduate degrees.
Yes,
it was a struggle. I was about to say hated it, but kind of not for real. It was hard. Yeah. It was definitely difficult. So worth it, but it's a lot.
A lot of busy work, but yep. It's definitely, thus far, it is worth the journey, and because
right.
I'm going to be a C-suiter, and an entrepreneur.
Okay, let's go. Exactly. Speaking of which, you already do a lot of great things, to the point where I don't even know that people probably know that you have a full-time job. I feel like they probably know you just as like the author maybe mom. I mean, I've seen some that like, and I know you got nominated, I believe, what was it, for like mom influencer, I believe, or something or other?
Yes, I was the runner-up for Northeast Ohio Parent Magazine's mom influencer last year. And I don't think that was a category this year. I think the voting just ended. But if you didn't vote, go vote Northeast Ohio Parent Magazine for your favorite things.
Right.
A little shameless plug, so.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
So you said about my full-time position. Yeah, so I work for a nonprofit organization in Cleveland called Cleveland Transformation Alliance. I assist families with making informed school choices. We are advocate of public school in Cleveland, and we make sure that not only the families are informed, but other organizations are informed about the different resources, opportunities, initiatives, and programs that's happening in Cleveland and Cleveland's metropolitan area so that we can connect those resources with the families that they service. And we know that education is the foundation, so it kind of starts there. Right. And then being able to support families with whatever those resources or services may be in order to make sure that they can commit to their best fit school. So I do love what I do. I work with families. And I like the nonprofit space. I like what I do. I like where I work. That's my full-time 9-to-5 or second full-time. My first is being a mother, obviously.
Hello. Let's go. Thank
that's
you.
A full-time job in itself.
I mean, I'm telling you. But, and even that, so like how has it, and you are a children's book author, which you did in conjunction with your son, essentially, or like... How was that whole process?
It was great. Of course, everybody decided to do something new during COVID. everyone
true.
Was like, yeah, let's do something. But I've always wanted to. I always wanted to write a book. I had no idea what genre it would be. I had no idea what level of what grade level it would be. So after Khalil solved the Rubik's Cube when he was 3, it was all over the news in 2019, if you want to go look it up. Khalil.
Wow.
He was, you know, kind of just all over. And then his little personality was big. His right. big personality, his big emotions. Just him, just watching him grow, it was amazing. And I was like, oh, my God, of course. Right. Let's write a children's book.
Yeah.
And dedicated to his little adventures, like, all over. So I was like, it will be easy to put an adventure together just watching him flourish and grow and just do things. And I was like, okay, he would absolutely do this. And at the right. time, before I published my first book back in 2020, O Khalil and the Color Block Bandit, Khalil was very interested in colors, mm-hmm. and I wanted to incorporate that. We do not have a pet hamster, but that is who the that's who the bandit was that was on the loose, and he has a pet hamster in the book.
That's cute.
But it was great. I think my illustrator, he made it super fun, super easy, and throughout the first book, we only communicated via email, which was crazy to me.
Right,
we're in different time zones. He's not here. He's in New Zealand.
Wow.
And he was very supportive, very helpful throughout the whole process. And I am self-published, so I published it on my...
Oh, let's go, tutu. But nice.
I mean, but if someone wants to pick it up, right. you know, I...
By all means. Exactly.
Hey,
open.
Dolly Parton.
True story.
But it was great. I think the whole process from... looking to find an illustrator. I did look in Cleveland heavily. Like I posted on social media, right. like, hey, I'm looking for an illustrator. I want to write a book. And I just wasn't getting any responses. Mm. But when I finally published the first book, right. there was a lot of responses. Like, hey, you know, why don't you use a local artist? And I was like, I really was trying to.
Yeah,
but
that
I wasn't
was
getting any responses. And now I'm in love with my illustrator. So, you know, maybe right. if I do a separate project, I would love to incorporate a local right. artist. Absolutely. But the Okalo brand is on lock right now.
Okay. There you go. Exactly. So, yeah. not at the moment, but yes.
Yes. So the whole process probably took about... maybe about 6 months.
Okay.
About 6 months. It wasn't too long. I can't remember when we started, but I know I published August 17th of 2020. And my second book, the process wasn't that long, but like getting, you know, the funding to be able to, you know, pay the illustrator and, you know, all of the things that I needed to do to market the book.
Right.
You know, I had to gather those things in order to support the second book. So, I went with the same illustrator for the second book, and we published, I published O Khalil versus Kindergarten Chaos in November of 2022.
That's cute.
And thus far, it is my favorite project.
Aww.
And that book is really geared towards those from kindergarten to fifth grade, and I know that's a large span, but it has a comic book feel to it. Mm. So it's like a picture book mixed with a comic book feel, and it's very engaging. So I encourage you all to go check it out.
Please do. Y'all heard it. That is so dope. But yeah, and I agree, because I mean, I'm seeing it now. You know, for those who can see, we, you know, it is on the shirt, and it is like very endearing characters. Like it's already like, you know, draws you in and all of that. But then like, but I hear you though on wanting to at least be able to have that local title, because of course you're clearly a Cleveland fan through and through. You know what I'm saying? Like been here, did this. But then did you eventually find them online then? Like, or like how were you able?
Yeah, so I did end up finding my illustrator online. I actually went through Estee.
Oh.
I went through Etsy. I can't remember right now, so I apologize. But there, I remember when I did ask, there was an individual who told me to look at Etsy.
Oh, I didn't think of that. I was thinking Fiverr or something.
Yeah, like so I know a lot of people went through there. I went through Etsy. I looked at it, a whole bunch of different illustrators. And actually, when I initially reached out to him, I had him do a portrait and like combine a whole bunch of different O Khalil Khalil pictures together to create the O Khalil character. And then knowing how easy that was to communicate with him through that,
Right.
I asked, did he do illustrations for books? And he said, yes, he did. Nice. And that's how we started working together.
Get out. That's mm-hmm. cool. See? But yeah, but I do love like how, you know, like the one connection led to another and being yes. able to figure that out. Right. And be able to get that project. But that's awesome. Yes. Exactly. I do love that. But it's also dope now that you do kind of have that great partnership that you've at least now set up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's comfortable that you're able to blossom in and grow, for, you know, with. And so like being able to take all these new things on. So that's dope. And I think it's like awesome that you even have been able to continue it and do that. Mm-hmm. But I did hear you say Glenville. So like you even went back, you know what I'm saying? You from there. And you know, you graduated, which I don't even think I knew. I mean, I knew you were like Cleveland through and through, but like, I didn't know that's where the humble beginnings began. But like, so what was life like prior to all of this and adding all that on, like prior to, you know, all the great things?
Oh my God, it was
now.
Boring. What were you talking about? No, I truly like, I think I do have like selective memory. Most of my experience at Glenville, I cheered. Shout out to all of my Glenville cheer sisters, those
Let's go.
Current and those who have already graduated. All of them, we are a family, brother. We are with each other constantly, or we barely see each other, but definitely GHS cheerleaders are a family.
Let's go.
So that's mostly what I remember my high school experience being is... in athletics and cheering. And I had a high school sweetheart, so I was in a relationship from 9th grade to 12th grade.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, so Nobody college else did. Was definitely a thing.
You're right. Exactly. Oh, man. And then had you done cheerleading, like, prior, like, when you was a little kid? Was it this started in high school?
It really kind of did start in high school, but I did I tried Muni League. I didn't stay with Muni League. I'm not entirely sure why. I did recreation, cheerleading at the Glenville Rec for a little bit.
Right.
I tried to do a whole bunch of different things. I wanted to do African dance for a bit, but I did do it in middle school. I almost forgot. I did do it in middle school. That's, I guess, where my passion really began was like, oh, yeah, I want to make sure I do this in high school. And of course, you know, I had to go to the best school with the best cheerleading team.
Let's go. No shade to anybody else, y'all.
Not at all. Not at all. Oh, my goodness. And there's so many amazing cheer teams right now. Shout out to all the cheerleading coaches doing great, amazing work. Yeah.
I think you ended up at my alma mater at one point. So Hiram College?
Yeah, I did coach for a little bit at Hiram. It was good. It was good. I enjoyed that experience. I think Khalil was really almost like he was a baby.
Wow, at the time?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I realized that I thought being a cheerleading coach was my passion. I coached two high schools prior to, and it wasn't. But I do miss my girls. I miss, you know, forming that bond. It was good. It was a good experience.
Yeah, of course.
And you know, maybe I'll think about going back in the future.
I'm about to say, because I definitely need to work out more myself, boo boo. So I know that I cannot keep up with the cheerleaders. That is like for sure a sport in and of its own right. And I actually love that it's become more competitive, even at my alma mater. Because when I first went to Hiram, it was like a club that like you know what I mean? That maybe you joined, but like not many people took seriously.
No, I believe they're.
Oh no, they out here.
Yeah. So that was great. That's great. I'm glad to hear that they're doing amazing things.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But I think it's dope that you were able to participate and then become a coach and all that. And I think it's not bad to know that even though you loved it, you know what I mean? It was very fulfilling at the time. It wasn't necessarily, you know what I'm saying, the life passion, because we do that a lot. You know what I'm saying? We figure it out and like we, you know, try different things. How was it that you were able to figure out that that wasn't necessarily the calling though?
Khalil was in my belly just doing stuff. And I was like, okay, all right. It's what will my life be like, you know, once he arrives? And it was just kind of like a switch. It was like, okay, not as much. I was so into cheer during that, before Khalil was born, that I even started a business. That was my first business, and it was a cheer company.
Okay.
And I supported coaches and cheer teams with choreography and you know, other little support. So
right.
And I opened up a studio.
Oh, wow.
And then Khalil was born, and I was like, this is not what I want.
Oh, no. Wow. Not him giving you the clarity, though.
Yeah, he was like, this isn't what you want. Right. You don't want to do that. And it's my life just kind of went into a different path.
Wow. But like, and then that's also why it's interesting that you can't be afraid to be able to like follow that better. Mm-hmm. Like, even though you had it, because I would have never known that you even had the studio and everything.
Yeah.
And all of that.
A little bit of time, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But being able to be open to like whatever that is, because mm-hmm. obviously now your passion is ignited by something else. And it's because, I mean, we go through different seasons. We're like,
we do.
Was definitely the thing then, but it didn't mean that, you know, it did, especially after like motherhood obviously challenged you, I'm sure, in other ways.
Yeah, absolutely. My baby came out and was like, yeah, so it's a lot that we're about to do, and you just got to be ready for this roller coaster. And I said, okay, let's strap in, and we're here now.
Exactly. But I love that it did take you, and you were able to like take on these new ventures and all those things you were able to do. Mm-hmm. But also, you're saying that you had a child. When we all think our children are special, you know what I'm saying? Of course, like, we're all biased. We're
everyone's
like, yes, they're all great and they're all wonderful. But you had a child that apparently saw the Rubik's Cube at the age of 3, which I'm sure, and had already been showing signs, I'm sure, of being like advanced and like these things. Like, was it alarming at first? Like, did you know how to like, you know, like be able to cultivate it? Like, was there anything that came up for you?
I would say, so Khalil started reading early. Mm. And you want to know how I found out that he knew how to read? Oh, I will say that when he was in my belly, I don't watch TV a whole lot, but right. when I do, I binge watch really nice TV shows. But I was watching the network Baby First.
Okay.
And I don't know about you, but I like to watch TV with the caption on, no matter if I can hear it or not. So
yeah.
I'm just always like,
I'm there
reading.
Now. Yep.
Like, yeah. So yep. With Baby First, it would just always be on. So once he was born, he would hear like stuff that, you know, he was hearing in the belly,
right.
and he was very in tune. So like for a very long time, like he would just be watching Baby First, the network. And that's how we learned about Color Crew and all the other things. And
right.
he was very, you know, into colors. So one day, I want to say he was he 3? We were walking in, oh my goodness, like a Kohl's or something.
Right.
And we were walking past one of the ads or marketing posters.
Okay.
And he had read the poster. It was like maybe like 3 words, and I don't remember what it was. And
right.
I was like,
hold on.
Did you just read that?
Right.
But I was like, there's no way that he guessed all 3 words.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
Like, did he just read that? And then from there, he kind of just.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely a sight to see. I was not scared. I was already, I struggled with reading growing up. So it was important for me to make sure that my baby didn't have to struggle how I struggled.
Let's go.
And then to make sure that I knew how he learned, because I knew that it was a struggle not only for me, but for the teachers and the people in my life that was trying to help me. Mm. They didn't know how to help me because they didn't know how I learned.
Right.
And of course, I'm a child, so I didn't know how I learned either.
Yeah, exactly.
So knowing that, like doing different things to help support him in different ways, whether it's something that he excels at or something that's a bit challenging. So honestly, it's what I really love is that when he's learning, I'm learning.
Right.
And it was a lot of things that I believe that I missed out on as far as like learning some of the things that I did not learn in elementary school or middle school and high school
right.
that I get to learn and help Khalil with his process in learning these things.
Yep.
So it's actually a lot of fun. So I do a lot of different things. I've learned a lot of different things, things that I never thought I would be passionate about,
right.
like let alone writing a book and publishing a book.
Right.
But I just support him in the way in which I see fits. And then if that doesn't work, we just go into a different strategy of how we can cultivate that. Because that's important.
Yeah.
That's important. Everyone learns different. And
absolutely.
It's really important because you are your child's first educator.
Yep.
And being at home is just like, okay, you know, not only are you learning, you know, manners and being, right. you know, being respectful, you're learning, you know, the basics of yeah. how to structure, you know, your sentences, how to structure your words, how to talk about how you feel. So that was another thing that was really big for me, talking about your feelings. Mm. And that's something that, you know, we work on every single day.
Yes, all the time.
And I have a little boy too. So, you know, that's a, you know, it's a big emotions are a big deal. And I also know, like, I have big emotions. So yep. I'm like, okay, we both have big emotions. How can we work together right. better? And now Khalil's 8. So it's still ongoing. You know, no right. one is perfect, but everyone is perfect in their own way.
Let's
Perfectly
go.
Imperfect. And I love that.
Right.
So really just supporting him through the journey and then also supporting him through challenges as well.
Right.
In the same way, in the same capacity, as well through the things that he excels. Mm. But yeah, it's fun. It's hard.
Yeah, I bet.
It's challenging.
Yep.
Especially as an adult, as a woman navigating so many different spaces, you have to really... I'm saying this, but I'm talking to myself. Like, right. self-care is really important.
And absolutely.
Everyone's self-care is different.
Yeah,
like,
is.
People like to get their nails done. I actually dread getting my nails done.
Really?
Yes. What? I'm like, okay, are we done yet? Like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here.
It ain't relaxing it. Nope.
Okay. No, it's too long. It's taking up too much time. And I'm always, my mind is always going. So,
yep.
Definitely, you know, learning... how I'm like learning who I am,
yep.
but also supporting my child through, you know, all the things that he's going through or will go through.
Absolutely.
Cause we're human and yep. it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay, guys.
Right. If y'all didn't.
And I'm also talking to myself. It's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. But agreed though. You definitely talked about those intricacies of having to, like, you know, navigate through these different spaces, you know, with those different roles that you have. But I also think it's awesome that you set up an environment where he could blossom at the end of the day, you know what I mean? And be able to do that. But also you spoke to those different, like, learning modalities and all of those things mm-hmm. and knowing that that exists.
Yes.
And it is, you know, a little unfortunate that it was missed upon you. And like that's not always something that immediately gets recognized, and if
yeah.
anything, you get punished sometimes for not picking things up.
Yeah,
then it's
yeah.
like, well, actually, kind of need you to meet me in the middle, and you didn't.
Exactly. You know, can we try it a different way?
Yeah, because it wasn't like you had a lack of desire; you just weren't necessarily being taught.
Oh yeah, I worked hard.
Yeah,
I worked hard. So yeah, and that was a challenge in itself.
Right.
Yeah.
And like you said, but now you're able to, like, basically relive. And I love that part because I agree. The reliving the childhood thing is, like, everything for me. I feel like I'm rediscovering things with my kids, too. Mm-hmm. Like, that's always, like, a fun thing to be able to do. And it is great that, you know, we can set that up, like you said, at home. Because home base, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's where it absolutely is where it starts. But, like, and then they're able to, like, go out and, you know, navigate and do all these other great things later. But I think it's awesome that you were able to recognize that within yourself first and then be able to help him. Like, you knew it was a gap that existed.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, yeah, this ain't gonna happen though. Like, this will not get repeated.
Yeah.
And I also love that you saw what he had as the gift that it was. So, like, of course, that's why you were like, no, I'm not scared. That wasn't one of the emotions. Trying to figure it out, yes. You know what I mean? Hone it in, but definitely not shocked by it. Because, I mean, of course, you know your child and, like, what they can do, but you wanted to set up spaces so that he could thrive.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's still going through it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think what's most important too is because he excels in so many different things, it's important to tackle the things that needs improvement, tackle
yep.
the things that are challenging because, you know, life is challenging, especially once you become an adult.
Yeah.
It's even more. And then you realize, like, dang, I really wish I could have stayed a child and just was...
a little bit longer.
A little bit longer.
Man.
Because you didn't really have to worry about too much. You let
no.
the adults worry about all the hard things. And now you see, you look at your parents and you look at their parents and you see that everybody has their own trauma. They have the things that they have went through or are going through.
Right.
And really giving people grace there.
Yes.
We just don't have a lot of time.
No.
And so it's hard to have unrealistic expectations on other people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's yep. also important to know that as a person, you can change. You can you can change your mind. It's okay. You know, you can still stand 10 toes down and change what you thought you believed in.
Right.
And I think I say that because I'm thinking of me as an adult versus a child and thinking about my parents and their parents and just the environment. So right. It could be my sister and, you know, her husband and her kids, just knowing how we, like, family is really important to me.
Yeah.
Family is really, really important to me. So just really understanding that we all go through things.
Yep.
And that it's okay.
If you heard nothing else, you better know it is okay. Absolutely. And I agree. Family is definitely very important. And also, like, you know, but they're also what shape a lot of things for us.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
You can unlearn things.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to grow up to be like anyone you don't want to be like.
Yeah. And I love that invitation. You know what I mean? Like, as always, because that's always what we like to drop to is invitations to be able to change, you know, to be able to adapt to new things. And, you know, like, and especially as you learn more, you know, you gain more and you're also able to now adapt to take on to, you know, new levels. Like, you don't have to stay the same based on the new information you now have.
Exactly. You grow.
Right.
It's a growth mindset.
Yes, yeah. Always. And
you don't have
to
have a myopic view on everything.
Right.
You
know? I definitely agree. But you also mentioned that, like, as a woman, it can be difficult. You know what I'm saying? Like, navigating those challenges and all that. I also heard you say that you were, you know, a supporter of, like, equity and all these other great things. And, of course, families and all these, you know, other great things that you support. How has it been, though, navigating all the spaces that you do navigate as a woman on top of all that?
Oh, my goodness. I will say that being in this space, I have to definitely give credit to the Black and Brown women who have supported me in this space thus far. They have been nothing but supportive, and I love it. I hear so many different stories where women don't get that support. They don't get that pull up. They don't get the ladder brought back down.
Yep.
And I really feel like in the space that I am in right now, the women are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Women are doing that, and it's not, and it used to be, like, you know, age-wise, like, because, of course, you know, you'll have a little more wisdom as you get older, but it's not just them, you know.
Right.
It's women that's my age, even younger women who are very successful. Like, we're just, here's the ladder, here's my hand, you know, come up with me. Navigating in that space, it's challenging because there are so many inequities.
Right.
I love it because, like I said, my experience in this space, women have been very supportive of me.
Right.
And I am a supporter of women as well. So just making sure, like, whatever it is that you want to do, you can thrive in it. Like, we can sit down and have a thought session on it and, like, how to move forward. I love those. Like, okay, let's do it. You have an idea? Let's do it. I have all the ideas.
Right.
At this point, I'm upset I have so many ideas.
Right. For real, though.
I was like, can I just sell these ideas or something? Like, what do I do with this stuff now? Okay. But it's challenging because I am getting older, but I've been the youngest in the room.
Mm.
I've been the only woman in the room. I've been the only Black woman in the room. I've been all three. I've been the youngest, the only Black woman in the room.
Right.
And it's definitely challenging. I feel like we all have our strengths.
Yep.
And having people that support you and believe in you is really important. So those people who had me in those rooms, I wasn't alone because they were there to support and help me navigate. I'm always navigating. I am a natural learner. I love to learn.
Yes.
I like to, if there is something that I feel like I did wrong, I know I used to be stopped by it. Like, I can't move forward.
And it's paralyzing.
It's very paralyzing, right?
Yeah.
I still have some of those feelings and, you know, those things that happen. But having the right people around you that can push you out of that or just push you. Like,
period.
You know, like you said,
yeah,
paralyzing.
Exactly.
Like, no, you got it.
Right.
Is definitely a thing. I'm still navigating as a young woman in the nonprofit space and in the education space.
Right.
And just learning those learning about how different systems work.
Absolutely.
Because that is learning how different systems work so that you don't get in, you know, I say I can't get in trouble as an adult, but in trouble.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You kind of
like, but you,
exactly. But I, true.
Yeah. So, but I mean, well, you can get in trouble with law enforcement. That's a different thing. But I mean, like.
Right. So watch yourself.
Yeah. I don't mean that. Do your taxes, guys.
For real.
But. Again, the challenging piece is the not knowing.
Right.
I always say you don't know what you don't know.
You don't.
Until you know it. And then I was like, okay, what does that mean? What does it mean? It means you literally don't know what you don't know until someone or you make sure that you go out of your way to learn what it is that you're trying to learn.
Right.
That's why it's really important to have great people around you so that they can help you, guide you through the different things that you are going through, whether it is personal, rather it's professional, motherhood, any of those things.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Come on now. And I feel like that can't be said enough. And that's exactly why I think that was the perfect setup when we first talked. Because in the other episode, I had also mentioned, I had asked, like, you know, women, what was the best advice you got from a woman? You know what I mean? And then I shared it on the first episode that we just dropped for this month. But I agree. And then, like, but first of all, I got plenty of, like, responses, yes. Which I loved. Like, we had, exactly, like, it was just a whole round. And I think it's funny because as I was thinking about that, I was thinking, like, I bet you, I wonder if you put out there now, you know, the illustrator, like you said, that mm-hmm. you wanted. It clearly did change anyway after you had, like, published a book and all that. But I'm also, like, times are definitely changing and evolving mm-hmm. because I feel like there's nothing that I couldn't possibly acts that I wouldn't end up getting some kind of help with.
Yeah.
Like, you could just put that out there and somebody will respond.
And someone will respond. You know, there are still some gatekeepers.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, a little bit. They out there, we know. We ain't talking about you, though.
I tell you what you want to know. You get 15 minutes for free.
Exactly. For real.
But it's, yeah, I definitely would say it would be different if I said now, like, hey, you know, right. I'm looking for an illustrator
right.
for a different project. I probably would get more responses for sure.
Right. Absolutely. But, and I just love period that, but when you have navigated other spaces, there have been other people there, which always help, because I do agree with you that that's already a hard space to navigate period, especially when you are the only person with your own background that's in that space. But when there is somebody else that can, like, offer assistance, be there, or just be another familiar face in the room,
yeah.
it is the best. And I agree with you that it comes in all, like, all different backgrounds. And I'm with you on, because not we in that interesting age in the 30s. Right. So yeah, millennials always here. So, like, you know, we're, like, we're getting older, but we're still young. So, like, it's like we're not all the way over there, you know what I'm saying, in that yeah. space. But I agree. I have noticed a lot of, like, up and coming, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Young people that's, like, getting it. They're getting guess. Opportunities that, like, I wish I would have gotten at that age. But I'm like, it's cool. It took me a little longer to get there. But, you know, you're doing it. I have, you know, it's really great. But they're agreed. Like, some of them are definitely very willing and supportive, and they're helping. And then they're building their own platforms, but they're willing to share them, mm-hmm. you know, and be able to do that. And I agree there's some that still don't, but, like, but then those are also the ones that, like, as a result, they're stifled in their own, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, then they're only going to be able to, like, advance so much. But then there's all the other ones that are willing to build that community and do all these great things, and there's so much more that can get accomplished within those communities.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely important for us to stick together and make sure that we know about resources. I'm a big resourceful person. Right. If there was something that you told me, like, oh yeah, like, my 14-year-old daughter is looking for whatever
right.
job. I'm like, oh my God, I have like a list of seven.
I got right you. I can now. Send you that. Yeah.
I will send you all of this information. There are right. 37 internships that were just sent to my email. Right. Like, please have this information.
Right.
That's definitely important. And I get keeping some information to yourself. Maybe it's sacred, and that's important too.
Right.
But yeah, it's not a gatekeeping world anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. And it's good that we're able to move into that while still realizing when you should be getting compensated for your work as well. Because at the same time, I feel like that's the biggest advice that I've also come into is that mm-hmm. like there are certain appropriate times for that to also occur. And no, you don't always have to give everything for free. Like there are certain times to be able to build that up. But at the same time, you could still like mediate that and navigate it and, you know, figure it out. Like there's still balance between that. And I mean, you are worth it too. Like, you know what I mean? If you have something to contribute, you know, for that, depending on where you are. You know what I mean? And what space you're entering.
Yeah, I think that that's a, another interesting piece as a entrepreneur too. So that's the hard piece, trying to figure out how much how much time you dedicate to something, how much will your fee be, will you give away certain things for free. Still navigating that myself, like how do you effectively do that. And then it's also what I learned a long time ago,
right,
that it's not, your audience is not supposed to be your friends and family. That is not your audience.
Yep.
So if they don't support you or you don't feel supported, it's okay. That's not your audience.
Right.
I learned a long time ago, like, don't be mad about that. It's so many. And then just the people who like to support or willing to support, there are so many ways to support where you don't have to actually contribute money. Right. There are so many ways to help other people within whatever scope they're doing that does not have to do with money. A simple repost. Yep. Like for books, I can only speak on this, like, if you are at your library and you don't see an Oak Khalil book, you can simply go to the branch manager and say, hey, I'm interested in the Oak Khalil books. Could you, you know, get some at the library or just at your bookstores like Barnes and Noble? Right. That's how my book got into Barnes and Noble was people calling and saying, hey, like, we're interested in this book. How can you get it? They're like, oh, it's in our system. And
that's cool.
You know, it was such a fun experience.
Okay, yes. I was like, how was that? Yo, if I'm like, pull up and then my, you know, yeah, my book is there.
It was so crazy because I was meeting a friend out and we went to Starbucks that was inside of a Barnes & Noble.
Yes.
And so we weren't really there for that whatsoever. Exactly. So we're walking around and he's like, I wonder if the Oak Khalil book is here. So we're looking around and we asked one of the associates, the book there? And it was on the rack, like one of the spin racks.
Uh-oh.
And we're talking about it, and we're like, oh, that's great. So I did not tell the associate that that it was my book that we were looking for.
Right.
So as we're talking, we see a family walking by, and they're eavesdropping, but it's okay.
That's fine.
And right. I loved it, absolutely. There was a woman and her two sons, and they were walking by. She was like, oh, my God, it's a real author. And she's pretty.
Wait, not the author's got to be ugly? Hold on.
I was like, what? So I was like, oh, my God.
Right.
I was like, thank you so much. And they ended up buying the book while we were there.
Come on.
It was great. That was such an amazing experience for that to happen. Yep. And it was so genuine because what?
Yeah, because you didn't plan it. Exactly. Yeah, so that's how you know. It was for real, for real. Wow. But that's cool. Not you being low-key famous. But yes, and having them.
Yes.
But that is cool though. And being able to be celebrated for something that you were able to create, you know what I mean, that you did put all this great effort into and that somebody could appreciate it. Not bad. You know, and have that intersection happen in real time. Like I think that is dope. Like for that to be able to occur. But agreed, and I actually love to hear that it was like based on like, you know, be able to have, you know, those calls and all that in there, because I don't know that people immediately know that like sometimes it's that, you know what I mean?
It's
just having
simple.
People make the request. Mm-hmm. And I agree that's already something that like helps and does show complete support, but like even the person that asked that didn't have to, like you said, contribute financially, but it set you up well to be able to now be in another space for someone else to take advantage, buy it and all those things and access it at the end of the day.
It's important for it to be, for me, I want my books to be everywhere.
Let's go.
Everywhere. Okay. So the more spaces, the more exposure,
right?
And that's important, you know. So what do they say? If you can make it out of Cleveland, you can make it anywhere.
I mean, let's go. Yeah, pretty much so. But and then I also do think it is cool though, that like as a woman and as a Black woman though too, that like, I mean, I'm not, I know we have like our, you know, authors and all of those, you know, shout out to all the Black women, period.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? That's winning out here. You know what I'm saying? What's good? It's definitely a great time. Like there's so many great things that have been happening, but I agree to now know that you are also amongst those who are like, you're in a Cleveland one at that. Like that is pretty dope for us, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We got, you know what I mean? So like, and that's why I'm so glad that, you know, you even, like came here and be able to talk, because y'all know everybody I bring on, it's like, I feel like you have such great things to contribute. You doing the darn thing. You know what I'm saying? While still going home and being a mom every day, like you said, I love that you mentioned it as the full-time job that it is.
Okay.
Don't get paid, but it's, and it is such a rewarding job, but it's a job. Yes. Because
yeah,
it's hard.
It's a 24/7 job.
Yeah, exactly. You on demand.
Yeah. So I don't know. What do you call that? Like, cause that's more than full-time. Like,
yeah. That's just, that's over. Exactly. Yeah. That's a,
it's
yep.
just the, yeah. The job.
It really is.
It's just the job.
Yeah. And the kids don't see it that way. But at the same time, I'm glad that they like, you know, they know they got somebody they can count on at mm-hmm. the end of the day. That's always going to be there and like be able to help them, but can also do all these great things and be able to contribute to the world. And so like, with that being said, is that like, you know, I'm not even sure that we touched on all of maybe the businesses that you've had or ventures that you've released, but is that one like, I mean, not that I want to like make you prioritize and say that that's the one that you prize the most, mm-hmm. but like, are there others that you are also excited about that you plan to also pour into, or like, you know?
Yeah, so yes, I do prioritize Oh Khalil. I had
okay.
to
so cool so I wasn't wrong, y'all.
No. I do prioritize Oh Khalil. It is Oh Khalil itself is a publishing brand or a company,
right?
So there are other ventures. And like I said, I have all the ideas.
Yeah, let's go.
And I can write them down, and I can right. create business plan and proposals. I have all the ideas. That's the easy part.
Yeah.
Even writing them down and all, that's the easy part. It's right. the execution. Because it's, where do I start? Do I do this? Is this really what I'm supposed to be doing?
Right.
And I think that is the space that I'm in, trying to find my purpose work.
Let's go.
And I think that I am getting closer to it because I can feel it. And I know that I'm not supposed to execute on every idea that I have, even if it's amazing. And I think they're great.
Yeah, let's go.
But I'm not supposed to execute on all of these things. It's not my job to execute on all of these ideas. So what I do is, I write them up. I write a proposal. I write probably a half a business plan for it. And I'm like, okay, I don't know if this is it. But I'll put this to the side again because I'm so busy and everyone is so busy.
Yep.
I'm just like, life is just so busy. I feel like I'm busy every single day, every hour, every second.
Right.
And I'm like, this, I can't fully do this. Right. So I have to table that.
Yeah.
There are other things that I'm definitely looking into right now. I don't want to say because it's still very early stages.
Yes,
and
yes.
I don't know if this will just be another idea.
Right.
And I am coming to a better understanding and being okay with, it's okay for it to be an idea. It's okay for you to have ideas. I am tired of having them.
it's okay for you to
have all the ideas. But again, you don't have to execute on it. It's not your job. To execute on all of them.
Yeah.
So, yes, the focus is my work, my school, obviously being a parent, and Oh Khalil.
Okay. And you don't want to reveal what the degree is in, or you want to wait
till? Oh, business administration.
Oh, let's go. Okay, very cool.
And yours?
Oh, clinical mental health counseling. Ooh. Let's go. Try me therapist out here, y'all. Okay. What's up? Hit me up.
All right. Oh, my God. I can see that, too. Oh, my
yeah,
goodness.
I'm excited.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm trying.
You have people on your couch laughing.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm hoping. Well, then that's what's good about it, because it's already heavy stuff. You know what I'm saying? So
it
we could just set up spaces. That's why, and that's what I also love, too, that with your books, you make it this colorful, like, wonderful experience, you know what I mean, about something that you're navigating that, like, it, that's what I'm thinking is dope, just to create these more inviting things with what it is that we're already having to figure out and navigate and do.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm excited. Okay, so that's cool. But I also love what you said, though, because actually that in and of itself was just so, like, such a great thing, and I think that, I don't know that we always consider that enough, is that it is okay to have those ideas. And so, like, but I love what you're saying about which one like suits you well, like, and that you're going to be able to execute well too, because like that is a thing. Like I know there's a lot of, I think there's some of us that maybe, you know, facing blocks right now, and it's hard to even think about anything, and maybe you're there, you know, and that's okay if that's where you are too. And like, you know, maybe you need to like challenge yourself to go to other creative spaces, get outside of your mind, maybe you overthinking it, whatever. But then there are some that I feel like are so creative that have so much, but like not all of it needs to get executed. I feel like that's such
or
a good
at least
reminder
by me. It should be executed, but just not by
me. Yeah, not necessarily by you. Yes. And just being able to have the freedom to say that and like recognize that.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad thing. You know what I mean? Because like that too. But I think it's awesome opportunities then too. And that's why the networking is so important because like, but that is, if you did happen to find somebody that could be the person that could be the executor, you know what I mean? Versus for the idea you have behind, like that's always great to build that network piece.
Absolutely.
And have that going. I mean, I definitely, I think there's so much value in that.
Absolutely. And I've always been, I think that's another part that's really hard for me, challenging for me is I am an executor.
Okay.
Yep. Anything that I put my mind to, I'm like,
oh no, I'm gonna do that. Yep.
But when I start realizing this is a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna burn yourself out on things that you are absolutely, that you love and you are passionate about right. this work.
Yep.
But it again, that's not what you were called to execute on.
Yeah.
So finding my purpose work, and you know, working with God on how to do that and what spaces I should be looking in. But I feel like I'm getting close. I can feel it.
Yay, let's go. And that's what can help us to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? If we call on God yes, to be able yes. to help us, to give us that clarity, especially when we might not know. Because, I mean, that's what I agree with. I think that it's awesome regardless. I mean, clearly you already have a lot of gifts in what you already are doing. And so, like, and you already are, you know, being able to explore those as it is. But I hear you on, like, whatever you're going to do, you're going to do it. And you're going
to
do it well. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I hear
like
that.
To do it well.
Yes, absolutely. But I also just love the invitation of, like, but you don't have to do it all. Mm-hmm. Because I do think also as women, you know, we won't do it every day, you know what I'm saying? Because we already do everything.
We so gotta do like everything. Okay?
All the time.
All the time. There's never not a time that you're not doing something.
All the time. Yeah, true. And yes, and I think too, that's also what's hard is that we feel less productive too when we're not doing
things.
Oh
my God, and that can be depressing for someone like me.
Yeah, same.
Oh my goodness. If I feel like I'm not doing enough, I definitely feel like this deep sorrow of, what am I doing? Why am I here?
Yeah.
And
that's rough.
That question is for God.
Yeah. It is, though. Like, that's bigger than you.
It's bigger than both of us. Why? He, like, is you not listening?
Yeah.
That's why.
Yes. And that's what I think you made me think of. So when you said that and when you said you're finding it, but also wanting to make sure, of course, that you call on God in the midst of it and, like, you know, that you're, you know, being, like, faithful to what is aligned for you. You know what I mean? That at the end of the day, I think sometimes that's the other thing is that we find ourselves frustrated because we're actually going against what we're supposed to be doing and we ain't recognizing that. And then we're wondering why that's not working out the way it needs to. But it's like, that's actually your sign that that's not it necessarily. And that like the alignment will come with the right thing that you're, you know, being able to do. And the resources will be there. And you don't have to do it alone. So I think that's also what was awesome is that I did not hear that with all these things that you've been able to do that you did it by yourself. I mean, you're the executor for sure. We know that. But like you were able to like bring in this great like supportive network behind you and have others that can help you to bring that execution to life.
That was hard. To have a network. Oh my goodness. That's hard. Cause it's still, you know, hard to really, you know, have that trusted network behind you. And then also people having capacity to even help guide or, you know, talk to you about things or, you know, point you in the right direction. Sometimes people just don't have the capacity.
No, amen.
And that's another space. And you're seeing it a lot. Seeing it a lot more since COVID.
Mm, yeah, COVID definitely did us in. Y'all did us in.
COVID definitely did us in. Did us under. Okay.
Yeah. No. That's true.
Did us under, and we are all just like as a collective, we're just tired, but we're trying to get our energy back.
Exactly.
Trying to do a little something. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's true though. Because we took on, I mean, we already didn't have a lot of roles. We took on so many more. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know I was going to become a teacher, like 2020. And that was like, that was not, I do that now.
Santana says.
Like, exactly. You can do it. You can homeschool.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, it was a lot. You were right though. I definitely think we're still like recovering at the end of the day. And I think that's okay to name too, that like, you know, if you're still feeling the effects, we get it. We all are. You know what I mean? And we're still trying to figure out. And like we're still rebuilding because of that too, because it's obviously a new reality now that we're living in. And a lot of things have not been the same. I think I was just talking about how like it's affected students still to this day, and like the students we got, it's like the insane.
If we're talking about as adults,
exactly,
in our 30s,
right?
How mentally drained we feel.
Correct.
Just imagine how our kids feel.
Yeah.
And then they're teenagers. Teenagers are a whole different ball game in itself.
Yeah,
like, do you remember when you were a teenager? Like, think about it.
Exactly.
You were a nutcase for no reason.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, you didn't need a. Yeah, you didn't need a reason. No, not at all.
You didn't to be need able a reason. Now they apart. Have a little bit of a reason to just. Yeah. And, you know, we have to support our young. We have to support our youth.
Yep.
As well as support one another.
Yes.
Because adults get it wrong.
Yeah. Amen.
Adults get it wrong all the time.
Yeah, we do. I know. We don't like to say it, but we do.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Come and on. Look yeah. who we are. Come on.
Exactly. But, yeah. And being able to just have the freedom to be able to admit that. But then, yeah. like, also be able to, like, you know, help to repair. Because, like, sometimes yes. that can cause its own damage. And it's okay to know, like, when to step in, step out. You know what I mean? Versus yeah. on whatever it is that you want to help for the greater good that you're trying to eventually accomplish.
Yeah.
Ooh, so I agree. But then, so with that, if there was any other women, you know what I'm saying, out here, or just anyone, like future entrepreneur, whoever, maybe future authors out there, you know what I'm saying, inspire, because they're like, well, I can't wait to get my book, you know what I'm saying? She did
it. You can
it.
Do it, absolutely.
Yes. And they want to do it. Like, do you also have advice, or what was, like, maybe the best advice you got? You know what I'm saying? Whatever you got.
I know I always say this, if you've ever heard me speak before, but give yourself grace. Give yourself time to be the expert in whatever it is that you are trying to execute.
Oh, yeah.
And it's okay to have all of the ideas. It is. But know which one you need to execute on first. And call on God for that. You know,
yep.
I'm working on it. And again, I'm talking to myself, but I'm also talking to you.
Exactly. So yes, note it and take it with you. But yeah, and know that, you know, that's your reassurance that it is,
yes.
that it is okay. And that you could do that. Definitely. Yeah. Yes. Okay. And we now know the other, you know, like that there's some things that you're doing now, some things you're cultivating for later.
Yes.
But if folks want to connect with you, you know what I mean? And like tap into that, be able to like, you know, learn more about it, help you with it, whatever it is, how okay. can they connect with you?
You can connect with me on LinkedIn. It's my first and last name, Khadijah Fair. You can also connect with me via email or any social media platform. So my Instagram is Katie Fair, KHADIFAIR. And but LinkedIn for sure. And then also email me at friends@okhalil.com.
Let's go. Yeah. Oh, that's so cute, friends. Let's go, friends.
Hey, friends.
Let's go. Absolutely. So as you can hear, there was like any of those that you could use, no excuse, definitely tap in one way or the other. But I hope you do, because I mean, I definitely think that you have like clearly illustrated and captured how well it is like that, you know, that you can definitely do whatever it is that you set your mind to, that it is great to have all those great ideas. I love like that, you know, reminder of it, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? To be able to have that and like hone in that great creativity that you have, because yeah. it's great. And you do deserve to share that with others, you know what I mean? And not have to keep all that in, but just figure out the best plan for yourself.
Yeah.
That way you could also feel good about what it is that you're doing.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And good about your product and all those things. So yes, so I hope others feel encouraged to reach out. Thank yes. you so very much.
Thank
for
you
coming
so
on. Yes. Can't wait. Appreciate it. And so thank y'all always, is, you know, for tuning in, for supporting. And if anything resonated with you, please feel free to reach out to Khadijah or myself. But definitely, you know, please feel encouraged. And like I said, whatever idea you got, y'all, don't sit on it. You know what I'm saying? Definitely have this be the permission and invitation to, you know, act on whatever you can. And happy Women's History Month.
Happy Women's History Month.
Yes. Thank you.